Section 6. Candidates for U.S. House of Representatives 5. Term, 2 years. Salary, $174,000. U.S. House of Representatives District 5. Candidates were asked to respond to 3 questions. 1. How would you change Social Security to improve its long-term viability? 2. What changes in national immigration policy, if any, would you support? 3. What changes, if any, would you support in Congress to address the issue of climate change? There are 5 candidates for U.S. House, District 5. Janelle S. Bynum, Democrat. Answers to questions. 1. How would you change Social Security to improve its long-term viability? Answer. For starters, I will never support privatizing Social Security or raising the retirement age. As the President said, Social Security is a sacred trust, and protecting its viability is critical for seniors and future generations. That starts by requiring millionaires and billionaires to pay their fair share, generating additional revenue without burdening regular taxpayers. Also, protecting and enhancing benefits for those who rely on Social Security is crucial, including accurate cost-of-living adjustments and additional support for low-income and vulnerable individuals. In Congress, I'll put my experience to work and fight for a Social Security system that is fair, sustainable, and protected for generations to come. 2. What changes in national immigration policy, if any, would you support? Answer. It's past time for Congress to act on immigration, but with Donald Trump calling the shots for MAGA Republicans, real progress on immigration reform has been blocked. My approach emphasizes creating a pathway to citizenship, protecting rights of asylum seekers, and implementing humane and fair immigration policies. I want to ensure that our border operations have the resources they need and that our immigration system can process hearings that are fast, fair, and final. As a state representative, I have engaged with local communities and organizations and will continue to do so in Congress to work towards crafting comprehensive immigration policy, prioritizing compassion, fairness, and pragmatism. 3. What changes, if any, would you support in Congress to address the issue of climate change? Answer. The climate crisis is at our doorstep, and our state is constantly under the threat of wildfires and extreme weather. In the state legislature, I've worked to do something about it, supporting innovative policies that not only protect our environment from climate change, but create new jobs. I've voted to strengthen clean air laws and permanently ban offshore drilling along our coast, and I've worked to expand investments in renewable energy and a green economy. There's so much more work to be done. In Congress, I'll be a fierce advocate in the fight against climate change. Andrea Thorne Townsend, Pacific Green, did not respond to questions by the print deadline. Lori Chavez de Remer, Republican, did not respond to questions by the print deadline. Sonia Feintech, Libertarian, answers to questions. How would you change Social Security to improve its long-term viability? Answer. Social Security represents a tax on the people that is not voluntary and often is predatory. As a libertarian, I believe engagement with government programs should be voluntary. I would be in favor of rolling back the compulsory, monolithic government program that is our Social Security program. 2. What changes in national immigration policy, if any, would you support? Answer. Our current legal immigration process is broken, failing, and bogged down by bureaucracy. America is a country of immigrants, and we should be prepared to receive legal immigrants with a well-vetted, efficient process. We currently have mass illegal immigration, which puts a burden on American taxpayers and rising concerns about the lack of proper vetting. I would support steps to secure the border while we also work on fixing our poor immigration process. 3. What changes, if any, would you support in Congress to address the issue of climate change? Answer. Climate change is a natural phenomenon. Any contributions from fossil fuel use are massively offset by the quality of life improvements afforded to people of every economic class by their use. Congress should stop picking winners and losers in the energy industry, starting by ending subsidies and regulations that get in the way of providing consumers with more options for clean, healthy energy. Brett Smith, Independent, answers to questions. 1. How would you change Social Security to improve its long-term viability? Answer. I would implement a transactional tax on trades and exchanges. One of the biggest issues with taxing the top earners is that they don't use their own money. For example, If someone can use, let's say, Tesla stock to get a loan for its perceived value to buy, oh, I don't know, Twitter, I would tax that exchange a small percentage of the perceived value of the stock. 2. What changes in national immigration policy, if any, would you support? Answer: I would like to see this country become a hub for immigration. Not only would I reassess the barriers to entry, but I would propose having a robust and secure border policy that we could facilitate immigration with our allies. For example, Japan has a shrinking population in rural agricultural areas. Having experienced farm workers immigrating from our southern border to help with the work and the population problem there would be beneficial to everyone. 3. What changes, if any, would you support in Congress to address the issue of climate change? Answer: Our government needs to invest in small inventors and entrepreneurs. New technologies get swallowed up by large corporations and sat upon for profit's sake.